Good evening. This is yesterday's audio boo in hopefully concise, short, and easy form. Okay, yesterday, I forgot one of the points I made. It was a long point. Sorry, I should have remembered. Anyway, yesterday's point today. I got prints back from my Leica, well, from Boots, through the Leica, and they're just great. It just kind of makes me think, why am I using anything else? If you completely remove professional stuff from this, because obviously there's a need for various lenses and the ability to take the shot and have it ready for the client and know that you've got the shot and all that. So obviously I'm not going to be bidding my D700 and co. But I mean, just for daily things. I suppose there's that whole digital thing where you want to get home and see the pictures that you took straight away. Sort of that desperation of like, oh, got to see how these came out and everything. And we were so used to that these days. It's kind of a bit of a shame in a way. But yeah, I love it. You know, I can do portraits, I can do street, I can do architecture to some extent. It's a 40mm lens, so kind of can do things. But it's just brilliant. I really do love that camera. I've only had it 2 weeks. It's just great. Getting on with the whole range finderness of it. Really do like it. Yeah. Like it. It's kind of like Nanu Nanu or something. Anyway. The thing, I had another thought a minute ago. Where did that go? Damn it. And I'm just kind of stalling until my brain goes backwards and does things. And I mean, I really hate it when it does that. There's something in there. This music's copyright me because I'm making it up on the fly. It's like hold music for my brain. Yeah, I'm breathing deeply. That's not a good sound, really. Crap. Nope, I can't think of what it was. There's something in there. Yes, I got it. Yes, I took a shot yesterday. And I underexposed it, I'm just sure, by at least a stop or two. This is not really going to be brilliant without seeing the photo. But anyway, point was, it was about 1 o'clock and harsh light. There's a guy who was mostly sitting in shadow and his kind of chest and legs were in the light. So I thought, ooh, okay, I'll underexpose this by about a stop or two and that part of him that's lit will come out and hopefully the rest will just have a slight faint outline while he's in the shadows and I'll get some nice detail in the sky. And, well, basically it came out with no detail in the sky and sort of perfect detail in the person, which is a bit strange because I would have thought that he'd still be able to notice the fact that there is, well, I mean, to bring out the detail in the shadows, he would have had to completely blow out his legs and chest area, but it wasn't like that at all. It's like there was, perfect light, and I'm not that used to film really, so maybe that's just how XB2 works. Maybe that's the beauty of it. I don't know. But that's, I think, the only thing I'm finding tough at the moment is I can see the shot in my head, and with digital, I can see if I've got the settings on the camera right. With film, I don't. So, I mean, the good thing there is that hopefully film will teach me to be a better photographer. So anyway, I'm going to record another audio here in a bit. I'm going to kind of leave some time. Hopefully I haven't gone over 5 minutes. Until later. This was yesterday. Today. Cool.